Elsewhere, a U.S. drone strike in a border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan has left several people dead. Local sources say the attack took place in Pakistan's Nauzian area of Khyber Agency. All the victims are said to be militants. Meanwhile, another airstrike by the Foreign Forces unmanned aircraft in Afghanistan left at least four people dead. Afghan officials say the casualties in the attack in the western Farah province were Taliban militants. The U.S. launches regular drone strikes in several Muslim countries, including Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. Local witnesses say that despite U.S. claims, the operations mostly leave civilian casualties. Our correspondent, Muhammad Turi, joins us now from Karachi. Muhammad, how do the Pakistani people feel about the way Islamabad has been dealing with the drone strikes, and are they willing to see more from Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif?
Well, many believe, Bardia, that there is a tacit agreement of Pakistan's administration, not just the Nawaz administration, but previous administration also. Publicly, they deny it, and they say it's a breach of sovereignty, but they are tacitly agreeing what is happening, and obviously it is an indication that after a long pause in the U.S. Unmanned aircraft targeting targets here in Pakistan's northwestern areas. So it's a clear indication that once again there is a chance of shifting in Pakistan's policy, in Islamabad's policy, towards doing some operations in these areas. And obviously, there are many concerns regarding these areas. At the top of it is the foreign terrorists, the foreign extremists who are present there. Many of them have already fled the area. Some, according to some reports, some 8,000 militants have left the northwestern part of the country, and they left for Syria. There were some concerns in the National Assembly over this issue, that the Nawaz administration is turning its back and turning a deaf ear to what is happening as far as the foreign militants' departure is happening. Because before these things, Pakistan has been charged with the allegations of exporting this kind of terror and obviously providing safe havens for these terrorist groups. So it will be a challenge for Nawaz administration to get away with this without making any proper policy. And on the top of it, their government was, from the very beginning, was criticized for these so-called talks that were happening with these terrorist groups. Christian communities, Shia Muslims, and other minority groups, different political parties, other than except the right-wing religious parties, who do not openly criticize these groups and their activities in Pakistan. So there was a lot of criticism on the government for these talks, and they were criticized for giving room to these terrorists. And many analysts were saying that terrorists are they are letting them to buy time, and that time was perhaps used to flee and used to actually let them go to the other destinations like Syria. Bardia.
Thank you very much, Muhammad Turi, our correspondent, joining us from Karachi.